This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to talk in a minute about the race in Pennsylvania. But tomorrow, pay attention, tomorrow the National PTA is pushing for a walkout in schools all across the country. That young people should walk out for the safety of, or actually in remembrance of those kids that were shot in Florida, and for safer schools. Now, here's the thing about it. When you've talked to a lot of these young people, they have no clues to what they're walking out for. Not really. They want safer schools, but they can't tell you how that happens. They can spew lines against the NRA, you know, hint, hint, where it's coming from. I would love to sit down with a bunch of those young people. I would love to sit down and discuss what they, if they know what the stats are, if they know what the numbers are, if they know what it's going to take to make them safer. And as you just saw with North Korea, the proof after all the loons on the left were making fun of President Trump, what did he say, basically? My button's bigger than yours, and I will turn you into a new resort center known as the new Great Lake of North Korea. And what happened? The little fat Asian guy said, hey, maybe we should talk. Because you keep peace with strength. You do not keep peace doing what de Blasio did in New York and pull the armed guards out of the schools. That's moronic. You know, you parents out there, you libs on the left that scream, we should do anything it takes. We should do anything it takes to protect our children. You know what? You're liars, and I can prove it. Because you don't mean anything. You mean what you should say what you mean. I'm willing to do anything it takes to protect kids as long as it falls in line with what I believe to be truth between my little world, between my two little ears and my little brain. That's what you actually mean. I would be willing to protect our kids if we had to park tanks around the schools. If that's what it took to make sure that our kids had a safe, clean learning environment. I would do what the Jews do, what the Israelis do. How many massive school shootings do you see in Israel, which is a very violent and turbulent area to begin with? No disrespect to the Israelis. But you don't mean you do anything to protect the kids, because if you would, you would sit down, have an open conversation with people that are not on the same side of the aisle as you are, and come up with a way that both. You know, I love you guys on the left. That's great. Well, we should deal with the real issue. Now, you won't call it mental illness, but you say, let's deal with the real issue. Let's make sure that we can find those kids that are having problems, quote-unquote, mental illness, right, that are having issues and problems, and let's try to get them early. Let's get them in here before they get their hands on a gun. Let's get them in here before they get to that hateful level. Okay, that's fine. We're going to find a unicorn for him to ride in on? It doesn't always work that way. You know, when it comes to terrorism, here's the truth. We have to be the good guys. Yes, you heard me. The good guys have to be correct 100% of the time to keep you safe. The bad guys don't. They only need one win out of every 10 or 100 to kill tens of people. Right? And again, you talk about how to keep you... Look, we... Let me tell you what. I'm a trustee on the school board. And any trustee tells you that they have the answer to keep your kids 100% safe is a liar. Get them on the horn. Get her on the horn with me. They're lying to you. It's physically impossible to keep your kids 100% safe at school. Now, you can keep them very safe. You teach your kids how to push back. You teach your kids how to identify a problem, who to tell and how to tell. Look, you think of the average school, right? The average school is off the main street. And, you know, in South Central, in Los Angeles, in Chicago, major cities, they have drive-bys. What's going to stop somebody from driving by a school and shooting into the school from the street? Nothing. Really, the goal is to cause as much damage as possible. Nothing. You got kids when they get out of school, and they're walking around campus, and they're walking the big lines, whether you use a truck, a bomb, a gun. Look at all the damage you could do then. Some people said, oh, you can't use chain link fence, you got to use wrought iron fence. Great. An old, heavy steel pickup truck at the right speed could do plenty of damage then, too. We cannot keep your kids safe 100% of the time, but we can get awful darn close. But it requires, you know the dad at the meeting with the president who went off on 9/11. He said, after 9/11, we were all up in arms. People got killed, things happened, and we fixed it the next day. What he didn't say, because the left would have never heard him, what did we do? We put metal protectors in tall buildings, which is kind of goofy because we didn't get attacked from within. But anyhow, we put metal detectors. There were armed guards everywhere. Okay? You had guys with rifles strapped on their backs. Everywhere. You saw the military at airports. Everywhere. Right? Funny how that is. Funny how that worked out. We don't do that for schools. Our quote-unquote most precious commodity, our kids, can't have a gun anywhere near them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Yes, I will get to the election after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, just it, being involved in the conversation. Because I don't know what you're looking. You may think you know what I'm thinking. Well, even I don't know what I'm thinking sometimes, you know? Seriously. And as I said to you earlier today, you know, it's really funny. It's take the politics out. You look to the real side on GCN Live. I can't keep going over segments and helping you guys catch up, but you know, you parents, and I know there's plenty of parents listening to my show, you parents, your children, ultimately they're your responsibility. We cannot keep your children safe 100% of the time, especially when they won't do what the administration or the staff ask them to do. So tomorrow, I have two suggestions. One is if you're worried about what might happen in school tomorrow with, you know, walkouts, so keep your kids home. Take the day off of work if you need to. And explain to your child and sit down and you teach them the history lesson. You teach them the safety lesson. It's not that hard. This is not brain surgery. If you want them to go to school to experience what's going on, then you explain to them how to stay safe. You explain with them to stay on campus. Because once they leave the campus, they're your responsibility, not ours. We can't keep them there. So it's important that they get to exercise their free speech, yes. It's important that they get to blow off some steam and let you know how they feel, yes. But the minute the other side, which is what always happens, starts to turn it into a political event, then we have a problem. Then we truly have a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The election in Pennsylvania. They're saying it's too close, and it vacillates back and forth before 49.9, 49.5. They both kind of, you know, it's at 99% right now. It's way too close to call. But here's what I love. I'm already seeing on Facebook and other places where the Democrats are kind of going, yeah, we got it, we won, you know. Right, because a 0.4% win. Or 3 or 2% win, is a landslide victory. Now, they're going to say, well, yeah, because you should have had that because Trump won it by 20% or whatever. Well, not really. The other side of this is you outspent, the Dems outspent the Republican 3-1. So, shouldn't you get a little bit better? A little. Is some of you going to go, well, any win is a good win. Nah, this is not a mandate. This is a seat that somebody has to rerun for because it's a special election. So the state has to spend all that money again in November. And then just before 2020, it's going to that district is going to phase out, going to be gone. So this is great. I love this. But what I love mostly, though, is that you overspent or you spent three times as much money as the Republican, and you couldn't even get twice the vote. You're getting less than 0.5% of the win. Do you know what I'm saying? Right now, at the time of the broadcast, it's Lamb is at 49.9%, and Saccone is at 49.5%. And I've seen it go back. Remember, it was 50 point something. It was, you know, Lamb has had the upper hand all night. And in the heavy, dense, hardcore Democrat areas in the major cities where everything came rolling in pretty quickly, Lamb was way up. Why? It goes right to what I've always said. Like here in California. If you just took Los Angeles, Oakland, and San Francisco, San Jose, you take the major centers with heavy, dense populations, they're all Democrats. That's why the Electoral College is so wonderful. If some of you would actually take the time to understand how the Electoral College works, you would be excited. You would see why it's perfect, why it makes so much sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And, you know, as I always say, please be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. And get involved and get engaged. Whether you like it, you know what? You got to put up with some nasty sometimes. It's really that easy. So, not that I'm trying to get you guys to go listen to somebody else, but one of my favorite conservatives that I do listen to on a regular basis is a guy called Steven Crowder. And he's a conservative comedian, but he does a show called Louder with Crowder. And you can find him on YouTube. Go look for him afterward. You'll find him. And he is an in-your-face, no-holds-barred comedian. And he's a Republican. He's a conservative. I don't know if he's a Republican, but I know he's a conservative. And DePaul University had originally said that Steven Crowder could not speak at their college. Right? Too much trouble, too divisive, too whatever. But now it's overturned the decision to prevent the school's Young Americans for Freedom from hosting conservative comedian and commentator Steven Crowder. After initially rejecting Crowder's invitation, the university later agreed to reconsider the event because the speaker review board had failed to invite a single YAF member to discuss the proposal. So in other words, as they often do, they decided they didn't need the people running the event to come in to explain what they were trying to do. That would have made way too much sense, don't you think? God. Anyway, last week, three YF members and their advisors met with the board to discuss the invitation, as well as an invitation the conservative club has extended to people like James O'Keefe. Now, both of which have now been approved, both O'Keefe and Crowder. They went on to say, I'm writing to you on behalf of the Student Organization Speaker Review Board regarding the DePaul Young Americans for Freedom speaker. Steven Crowder and James O'Keefe have been approved. Right? Now, we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. But I wonder if they do as much scrutiny with the liberal speakers. I doubt it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I want the beads on the front door. Should be smoke coming up from the cracks. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do mean that. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're sending me information. And, you know, it just, it helps, first of all, it helps me know that I'm on the right page. Right? That I'll go down the right area with the right topics. But head over to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stupid stuff that they taught you to hate about us, and you don't have to. No, I wish I had 100 of those books, because I would show up at that, at one of the rallies tomorrow and say, here, learn the reality behind what's on the right. Oh, they're making me crazy. You know, the kids are so malleable. And here you're allowing, yes, my conservative friends, you're allowing the left to pour into these kids in big numbers on a regular basis. Yo, the Democrat clubs on these school grounds, the more liberal clubs on these school grounds are much more active than the conservative clubs. Partially because the conservative clubs don't want to be bothered, right? We've done a good job teaching them how to fight, haven't we? Just crazy. Anyway, DePaul University gave in. But there was not a protest, but there was pushback. Right? The young... What are they called? I get these guys confused all the time. But the chapter, Americans for Freedom, there goes. The Young Americans for Freedom. Right? They pushed back, they got on the school's case, they made a big deal out of it, and the school backed down. So you need to teach your kids how to push back. You need to teach them not to go like down the hall screaming like a maniac, but actually pull together a bunch of people, a bunch of like-minded people, and make something happen. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, I don't know if you guys heard this a couple days ago, but Nancy Pelosi called ICE cowardly. Said they basically that they were a bunch of cowards. And the reason behind it, because she didn't like the way they were going into the neighborhoods and grabbing unarmed people that were just came here for a better life. ICE director fires back at Nancy Pelosi, the headline says. How dare you call ICE agents cowardly? You know, I love this. This happens all the time. The left hates the military. They hate our police. They hate our first responders, unless they're ambulance drivers. Acting ICE Director Thomas Homan had some strong words Tuesday for House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who accused the Trump administration ICE agents of carrying out cowardly attacks on illegal immigrants. Cowardly attacks on illegal... I wonder if she ever called out an illegal immigrant who killed someone. An illegal immigrant who broke the law five or six times came here. Did she ever speak out against those nasty, nasty, nasty people? No, they are people. Animals, maybe, but they are people who came here illegally and commit crimes here, who run people over from, you know, being drunk and then try to run back to their motherland. All of a sudden, they have a motherland. Think about it. Anyway, the acting ICE director, Thomas Homan, went after Nancy Pelosi. As well, he should have, and other Republicans, and those cowards that on the Democrat side of the House should have gone after her, too. The crumb lady. He accused Trump administration ICE agents of carrying out cowardly attacks. Right, because they attack him. Do you think she ever... Can anybody find me a link? Send me a link to Nancy Pelosi calling anything that a terrorist did a cowardly attack. What do you think? I'm just curious. You know, you look at this stuff and you have to say, hey, are you really in equality or are you just into throwing names at other people? Pelosi issued a statement after the Justice Department filed lawsuits against California, claiming three recently passed state laws are deliberately interfering with federal immigration enforcement. People in California will not be bowed by the Trump administration's brazen aggression and intimidation tactics. Ooh. Tough words from the crumb lady. California Democrats said that Californians will continue to proudly keep our doors open for immigrants who make America more American. By breaking the law. See, don't you see the correlation here? They don't see law. They don't find law. The laws for them are just something that are in the way. The laws aren't something that they want to follow. Think about it. Why should, if they're not interested in law, they come here illegally, they break the law. Why is that so hard to understand? They come here illegally, and they have to pay for the crime in one way, shape, manner, or form. Right? Or no? See, it's not fair to expect everybody else to adhere to the law and not you. It's just not right. Now, the people of California would not be bowed by the Trump administration's brazen aggression. What aggression? Enforcing the law, that aggression. Are we serious? It's just irritating as heck. Homan responded to Varney & Company defending his officers for putting their lives on the line, and he does, because these people will kill you in a heartbeat. And when I say these people, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about every illegal immigrant that walked over the border. I'm talking about the illegal immigrants that have walked over the border a dozen times. They've been sent back because they broke the law a dozen times. 70% of the people that they went at up in Oakland, right? 70% of them were felons. And then you saw that total bullpucky video of the ICE agents taking that Hispanic woman and she's screaming on video, and what are they telling you? They're taking a mother out simply for being illegal. No, that mother was actually accused of sex trafficking, but you won't hear that on major, on any kind of major news outlet. It was much more than just her being here illegally. But they don't want you to know that. This is why I now allow people who get on the show to talk about leftism as being a sickness. I never believed it before. But for somebody to get on my show or anybody else's show and defend this kind of thing and play a game and blatantly lie to you and tell you that the only reason this woman was being taken into custody is because she was illegal, they must feel like we did that story the other night. Remember the millennials? Or, no, I'm sorry, Generation Z? They feel that it's okay to lie. 64% thought it was okay to lie. It was not a moral issue. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate. We'll get to the phones in a second. I promise. Holman responded on Varney and Company. So he went off on Nancy, asked her, how dare she do this? How dare she call them? Call her people, whatever you want to, however you want to lay it out. Cowards. Going into those homes, going into those areas, you don't have to be cowardly. I don't care. I don't care if you have AK-47s, whatever they're called. I'm not a big, you know, I don't understand all the guns at that level. But here's the deal. They need to go in with those because they don't know what they're facing. They don't actually even know who's in the house or not. Why? Because California won't share any information. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's see. Now we're going to break. When I come back, I'll pick up the phone. I'm Joe Pacini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks a lot. We will be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Keep listening.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are some messed up white people. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time. I promise I'll start doing that more often, popping in during the breaks on the chat room. And I just, you know what happens is I already got the thought in my head for the next segment, and if I hit you in the chat room, then I kind of lose it. It's gone. Seriously. You know, one of my questions, I think, I don't even know how you do this in a yes or no kind of scenario. But I had a reporter call me today wanting to know how I thought Republicans could take back California. And I can't repeat what I said to him. Seriously. Because there's no answer. There's no easy answer to that. Let's go to the phones. David in San Francisco. Thanks for calling, David.
Yeah, how are you, Joe?
Good. You know, how you doing?
Well, not too bad. I've been listening to the results of that election out there in Pennsylvania.
I'm still watching. Yep.
Sure. Yeah, it's squeaker, right?
Yes. Yeah, to say the least. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I'm a Green Party person, so I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, but okay. You know, the issue. My grandfather was a state legislator, and my mother was also an elected. She was what was called a committee woman. And so I was raised with the idea that government should be doing nonprofit stuff, you know, like running the health department you hope you don't need it. You know, you hope you don't have an epidemic. You hope you don't have a whole bunch of different things, but you sure want it when the time is right. And, you know, running the sewage department. You don't want turds floating in the street. You know, you don't.
I get it. Although you have that problem in San Francisco, don't you? I mean, I actually did a whole article last week on the crap maps that are in San Francisco right now.
They did a Pennywise and Pound foolish idea that they thought that they could centralize all the sewage for the whole 49 square miles to one place. And it was lowland, and it was at water, you know, basically at sea level, so you got nowhere to go with it. So, yeah, it's, in fact, 100 years ago, a lot of people don't realize it, but you ever heard the expression, an efficiency expert?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those guys were laughed out of existence, basically, in the 1930s. They led to the Great Depression. You know, they were like a bunch of con artists with a clipboard that would come in there and tell people that they could run life better than the way it had been in existence. And so they basically ran it into disease. In fact, Edgar Allan Poe, you remember that he wrote all those scary stories, and he wrote that scary story called The Mask of the Red Death, where the king liked to play and party all the time. And there was an epidemic out in the streets, and he thought that he didn't have to pay attention to the epidemic, and he could just hold a ball and lock the doors, and the germs wouldn't get him. Well, so the end of the story, everybody in there is dead because, you know, the fool played around while, you know, an epidemic raged in the streets.
David, but I don't want to go all over. I want to ask you a question. You know, you started off by saying you were watching what was happening in Pennsylvania. Let me just ask you a quick question here. It's 49.9 to 49.5, okay? If you're a Democrat, do you see this as a massive win, a mandate win? You spent three times the amount of money as your opponent, and you can squeak out a 0.4% win?
Well, isn't this a district where Trump beat everything by 20%?
Oh, sure it is. Well, it the state as a whole.
It was a 40. No. That congressional district, Trump took that congressional district 40-60, right?
Okay.
So this is now a squeaker because I guess the Democrats got off their butts and tried. But, you know, basically what I'm leading up to is that we've been tricked in America into believing that government can be run like a business. And when you start running government like a business, you end up having efficiency experts that basically end up with turds in the street. And you,
well,
no, it's true.
I think you can run it as a blend of a business and a government. I don't think you can run it like traditional government as we've been taught over the years, because then you do end up, you know, I was kind of joking with you, tongue in cheek, but there are actually apps in San Francisco to tell you where human crap is, because people are crapping on the streets because you can't bring them in for crapping and peeing in the street anymore. You have a beautiful city up there.
Well, I can tell you the answer to that. I thought you were talking about the sewage department.
No, we all have that problem. They have that in L.A. too.
Out here in San Francisco, they had one up by the zoo. They had one way up north by Knob Hill and, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge. And then they had one way down in the southeast. And they centralized everything over to the southeast. And now when you've got massive floods and rains and, you know,
right, but I don't care about that. That's just stupid management, and that can be fixed. But
well, no,
what I'm talking about,
they built an overflow in that, and it goes into the streets. And
but
it's
my
been
point,
that way for 25 years.
Okay, but my point is the actual human excrement that are being left by homeless people on the sidewalks, all right? And that's
a
real thing. People have sent me pictures. And how do you allow that in the city? I'm not saying you arrest everybody that takes a whiz, but are you telling me you can't create bathrooms or places they can go to relieve themselves? I mean,
well,
that would be too hard.
This is why I'm a Green Party and not a Democrat. Nancy Pelosi has had the opportunity to, you know, we're a tourist city. When I moved here in 1990, there were officially like 280 public bathrooms, whether they were in parks or where the city buses turn around. They had one for the driver out there, and there were public showers. There were places where people would go swimming in the bay, and so they had public showers and public toilets. They shut them all down. They wanted to get rid of the homeless, so they shut them all down. And now, because they haven't gotten rid of the homeless, they got like 15 public toilets, and we get like 2 million tourists. So the idea that they, some efficiency expert said that you can get rid of the homeless by getting rid of bathrooms. That doesn't work.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
And all that's right, one of the reasons why I don't support Pelosi. She's a moron.
I got to move on, David. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling in, and you can call in again on another night. Appreciate you calling in. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, Democrat, Republican, whatever. You know, it's funny. I think my next book's going to be entitled Forms of Management or Political Management or something like that, because you're finding out now, as the years have gone on, you have found out that you can label people as conservatives, liberals, whatever, progressives. We have progressive Republicans now, right? Republicans, Democrats, whatever. These are management styles. More than their political styles, they're management styles. And again, to this guy living in San Francisco, talk about what's going on there. Right? You have a management style, as he put it, he did a good job putting it, which is, you had somebody come in and said, hey, we shut down the bathrooms to get rid of the homeless. Yeah, that worked out really well, didn't it? Along the same lines of the people in Chicago saying, hey, we outlaw guns, nobody gets shot anymore. Yeah, that worked out well too, didn't it? I mean, we could go through major city by major city and show the poor management styles that they have. And you look at you look here in California, you look at some of the cities, who runs them in the shape that they're in. And again, management styles. What cities have a surplus? What don't? What cities have safe streets? What cities don't? What are the differences in the management styles? And it's always, if you took these Dems and Republicans, threw them in a room together, and you brought in a financial advisor, or you had financial advisors in, and you took their R&D away from them, and they talked about how to save, how to invest, and what have you, the majority of them would be in agreement. Why? Because Frank has been investing in XYZ company for the last 30 years. He's picked up 35% in, in earnings. And these are safe companies, all these guidelines that they go down. And for the most part, you could get people on the same page because everybody wants to make a few bucks. Everybody wants to be secure in their finances. And then you have the fringes on the both sides, the ultra, ultra conservative with their money. That really the only company they're going to invest in is like an AT&T that's been around for 100 years. Right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're going to go with the most sure bet they can have. And then you're going to have the ones on the ultra, ultra, the side that's going to take as many risks as they can because they're kind of young. They're not really worried about it. They want the big bang for their buck. So that happens in everything. But they don't do that. Those same Dems, yeah, I'm going to pick on the Dems for a second. They don't do that when it comes to running a city. That no matter what goes sideways in running a city for them, they blame it on the other management style, the other person. Because they won't give them enough money. They won't give them enough leeway. They won't give them the votes that they want. But you can have a city across the river run by conservatives that's fiscally sound, that's safe, that has great schools. Because they run by a whole different set of rules. And yet that liberal city on the other side of the river that's drowning won't change because those guys can't possibly be right. Which is why I now allow you to say that leftism can be a sickness. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Tomorrow night, Edward Woodson fills in for me. Give him a hop on. Tell him great job. Something along those lines. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.